This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Let me start with the column I think everybody needs to hear. Coming out in national syndication and newspapers around the country through Creator Syndicate. On Sunday, I stand with President Trump. We will always stand with President Trump. My column coming out Sunday. The media, politicians, and the D.C. swamp haven't got a clue what the people think and feel. As a matter of fact, they're always dead wrong about everything. Let's start with my personal experiences on Wednesday morning. As the leading conservative radio host in Las Vegas, with the powerful Afternoon Drive radio show on KBET, 790 AM, I called for a Trump car parade to celebrate President Trump and show the media how we felt about a stolen election. Thousands of cars and an estimated 10,000 people showed up for my event to celebrate President Trump. Pound for pound, per capita, this might be the biggest turnout in all of America for President Trump. In a town never known for politics, let alone conservative politics. In a state, Nevada, that Democrats and the media claim Trump lost. Last time Biden showed up here, 20 people attended. A Biden car parade later in the day attracted a few dozen cars. At my parade, thousands of cars adorned with American flags and Trump flags dominated the world-famous Vegas Strip for 3 hours. As usual, this outpouring of love and support for Trump went unrecorded by the media. There was barely a mention on any local TV news program, no mention in the Vegas newspaper. Par for the course. This is the same media that has ignored the remarkable outpouring of love and support for President Trump for 4 long years. They just make believe it doesn't exist. My event with 10,000 attending is certainly Exhibit A. Exhibit B is the emails I've received in the past 48 hours, all since the Trump march in Washington, D.C., and the tragic events that unfolded at the tail end. If the media thinks they've turned Trump supporters against Trump, if Democrats think they've won and demoralized us, if the Rhino Republican establishment thinks they've killed the MAGA movement, I have news for them. My fan base represents the groundswell and pulse of the national Trump movement. My show isn't just a Las Vegas show. It is syndicated across the United States of America by USA Radio Network. My fans represent 74 million Trump voters. Here are the valuable takeaways. Number one, all of them still love and support President Trump. Number two, I've gotten one letter saying I loved him, but I don't love him anymore. Number two, all of them strongly believe the election was stolen by Democrats. Number three, the overwhelming majority now distrust and in many cases despise the GOP for abandoning President Trump. Number four, almost every letter I received asked me to put a group together to form a new Patriot Party. They want President Trump to play a leading role. Number five, they will never again trust, watch, or read anything from the mainstream media. The media has killed itself. You've lost all your credibility and half your audience, morons. Number six, they will never trust the election process ever again. Number seven, Democrats are evil tyrants out to destroy the silent majority. Censorship and draconian policies will be drawn up to destroy us, take away our income, assets, freedom, guns, and free speech. The GOP leadership is made up of cowards. It's up to us to fight for ourselves. That's why the media is demonizing Trump and all of his supporters, to intimidate us into not fighting back or speaking up. That's the reality of what 74 million Trump supporters and voters believe moving forward, whether you like it or not. And anyone who refuses to listen or understand it is a fool. One last observation by yours truly. This is about jealousy. It always was. Donald J. Trump is an outsider, a celebrity billionaire, something no one in D.C. has ever been. Trump is a man of the people. His detractors are all owned by the D.C. swamp. The American people mean nothing to them, and they mean nothing to the American people. 2 million Americans or so sacrificed their time and money to come to Washington, D.C. It was a grassroots, spontaneous outpouring of love for President Trump. Nothing like it has ever been seen in America's history. That's why the jealous media and D.C. swamp conspire to demonize Trump and his supporters. They're jealous and scared to death of our power if we stick together. Trump is a hero to 74 million voters. Mitt Romney will never get this love or respect. Neither will Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, or Nancy Pelosi. They could fit their fans into a phone booth. These D.C. swamp insiders are all green with envy. They hate and resent Trump. They hate and resent the middle class and the silent majority for loving Trump. They hate their own base. Great job, guys. Now we hate you back. From this point on, please contact your senators and congresspersons, the media, and the CEOs of stores you shop in, and tell them all, I stand with President Trump. We will always stand with Trump. My nationally syndicated column that comes out Sunday, I stand with President Trump. We will always stand with Trump. And that's what's going to drive them crazy. They cannot knock us down. They can impeach Trump. They can try and impeach Trump. They can besmirch Trump. They can try and arrest Trump. They can sue Trump. They can indict Trump. We all know it's a fix. We all know the system is rigged and they're all a bunch of criminals. Every one of us knows that. So we just don't care. We stand behind Trump. We know what he did for the country. You can't erase it. You can try. They tried with me. Right? Think about, I ran for president in 2008. I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination. And we had a debate in Washington, D.C. And it was Wayne Root and a United States congressman and a United States senator. Bob Barr was the U.S. congressman, Republican. And Democrat's name was Mike Gravel. Mike Gravel, Democrat, United States senator, Alaska. So it was me against a congressman and an Alaskan senator. And a U.S. congressman and a U.S. senator. And just me, little old Wayne Root from Las Vegas, the sports handicapper, right? Didn't even have a talk show. I wasn't the talk show host, Wayne Root. I was the sports handicapper, Wayne Root. And the Washington Post, so first of all, we have our debate, right? Three of us debate, and every person in the entire audience agrees Wayne Root destroyed the congressman and the senator. And they all came to me. When the debate was over, everyone in the room came to me and said, oh my God, you're a powerhouse. You're going to be our presidential nominee. You're amazing. But all the media went to Barr and Gravel. Not one member of the media went to me. This is the story of my life. They hate me. It's unbelievable. And they hate you because I represent you. So the next day I open up the Washington Post. And I think, well, there's going to be a story, right, about the presidential, the Libertarian presidential debate in Washington, D.C. happened yesterday. And Wayne Root was the big winner. And I open it up, and it's on page like two or three. It's not on page one. Of course, that's Libertarian. It's not Republican. So it's on page two or three of the Washington Post. That's still very significant. And I'm looking, and I'm thinking, this is impossible. Because Mike Gravel stood on one side, U.S. Senator, and Wayne Root stood on the other side. Excuse me, Bob Barr stood on the other side, and Wayne Root stood in the middle. So you can't take a picture and leave out Wayne Root. It's impossible. They did. They erased me from the photo. The photo showed Bob Barr and Mike Gravel, and where I was standing in the middle was nothing. They put the two together. There was no Wayne Root. How is that possible, that level of censorship in the United States of America? I felt that in 2008. You know how long ago that was? 13 years ago was that bad. Not even close to now, but it was that bad. I was the Donald Trump candidate of my time. And they erased me from the photo, and in the entire article, they didn't mention my name. They said a congressman, Bob Barr, met and debated with a senator, Mike Gravel, for the Libertarian presidential nomination. What? Wayne Root wasn't there, even though the entire crowd believed I won? That's what happened. So now they're trying to do that with Trump. They're trying to make you believe. They're trying to erase everything great that happened and make you believe it didn't happen. We're all living in a nightmare. It didn't happen. What do you mean? He created the greatest economy in 50, maybe 100 years, maybe forever. He turned all the bad news and bad economy. We were dying under Obama. We were a nation in a great Obama depression. And the media lied, make believe it never happened. Because the stock market was up. But the economy was dead. And the people and the small businesses were out of work. And the houses were being abandoned. It was a nightmare under Obama. And it was the only time in the history of America since 1776. He's the only president never had a year of 3% or higher GDP. That's how bad it was under Obama. They made believe things were great. And so Trump comes along, he turns it around, he makes it great. They're trying to erase that and make believe it never happened. First they tried to erase it with the China flu. China sent it here to destroy us all. And destroy Trump. And destroy the economy. And destroy the middle class. And destroy small business. It's a flu that happened to destroy Trump. It's a flu that happened to destroy capitalism. It's a flu that happened to destroy the future of America and swing the borders wide open. It's a flu that just happened to kill small business, but Costco does great and Walmart does great. And every big company does great. How could that be possible? They make all the big donations to politicians, and they're allowed to stay open, and everybody else is not essential, and they close. How is that possible? How does a flu know? How does a germ know? How to kill only Republicans, conservatives, and Trumpers? And only kill small business, leave alone big business. Only kill restaurants, mom-and-pop restaurants, and bars, and nightclubs. And leave all the big box stores alone. And just knock one guy's presidential ambitions out. How did it know to do that? In concert with a corrupt media. That's how they knew to do it. It was the media and China and globalists and George Soros and big unions and the Democrat Party and, of course, the Republican Party filled with rhinos that all conspired to destroy Trump. And then at the very end, when they thought with 2 weeks left to go, he's going to pull something big, they conspired to destroy him again. And whether it was Antifa and the mayor of D.C. ordering the police to stand down, to make sure the ranks were too thin for a giant crowd, to literally open the gate to the Capitol and let them in to cause a disturbance and blame it on Trump, whether it was that or and I'll be very open-minded, I don't know if it was that. If it was Antifa mixed with the crowd and they did it, or, I don't know, it was that. Or, if it was a few overzealous yahoos among the Republicans that ran inside, ran around and acted like idiots. I don't know which one it was, but I know this much, it's like me with Twitter. I put out 30,000 tweets, and I love 29,990 of them. There might be 10 in my life I'll take back. But the liberal media finds those 10, and they use them all day long to destroy me. That's what they did with this one event. Thousands of Trump events, millions of people. It's the first time anything ever went wrong, and now he's a bad guy. We're all bad. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
So you go ahead and impeach Trump. We don't give a flying F. How about that one? That's my message to the media. That's my message to Congress. That's my message to Nancy Pelosi. Can't fit your fit. You can fit your fans in a phone booth. Trump can get a million or 2 million to come wherever he wants, to give up their work, to give up their money, to give up their time, to give up their families for a day or two. They'll come out for Trump because they love Trump, because they know he loves them and cares about them. Nobody ever cared. You know, and by the way, see how blunt and honest I am. He doesn't care about them that much. He's still a billionaire. He still is going to live the rest of his life in Mar-a-Lago, you know, in a place worth $200 million on the beach. He's not you or me. You know, but he cares about you or me more than any politician ever before him. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'll say he cares about us on a 7. Everybody else was down between 0 and 2. He's at a 7. He's so nowhere near an 8, a 9, or a 10. Trust me, nobody is. No one that could ever get elected is, anyway. But he's at a 7, and the people understand that, and they appreciate that, greatly appreciate what he's done for us or tried to do for us. The economy that he created and the small business powerhouse that he created and the manufacturing powerhouse that he created. And the thing that myself and my buddy Stephen Moore talked about, the only two in the country I know of that talked about it all the time, when you look at the median income of the average middle-class family, so it doesn't average in rich or poor, just average median income of the average middle-class family, it went up more in the first 2 years of Trump than in 8 years of Obama by a million. It was like, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I remember it was just so startling. It's like in 8 years of Obama, the average middle-class person went up, not per year, total of 8 years, went up like $300. And in 2 years under Trump, went up like $8,000. So to say that Trump didn't do great things for America, great things for Americans, is idiotic. To try and erase that and say, I'd rather go back to $300 in 8 years versus $8,000 in 2 years, And by the way, that didn't include the tax cut. So in other words, under Obama, you only made $300 more in 8 years. 8 years combined, but your taxes went up dramatically, and your health insurance went up dramatically. And under Trump, you made $8,000 more in 2 years, an average family, and the tax on it went down dramatically. It's truly an amazing thing, what Trump did for average people. But they want to tell you that those average people then turn around and voted for the third term of Obama with bumbling Joe Biden. But here's what nobody knew. At least the average American did vote for Trump, and he got 11 million more votes, and I believe the election was stolen, and I believe that he's beloved, and he won by a landslide. But put all that aside for a minute. The average American appreciated Trump, but the average American did not understand how bad it was going to get under Biden. Biden is like Hitler. Now, you're going to say, Wayne, don't say things like that. I've always said that. Don't compare anyone to Hitler. Because Hitler killed and savagely murdered and brutalized so many people. And Democrats don't kill people. Republicans don't kill people. First of all, Democrats called Trump Hitler for 4 years. And nobody seemed to care about that. It wasn't a problem. But if Wayne Root says it, oh my God, let's ban Wayne Root. I don't mean that he's going to kill millions of people. I don't know what he's going to do as far as that end. But I know this much. They're going to ban. They're going to take away guns. They're going to hurt our incomes. And they're going to make sure we have no voices left. That's Hitler-like. That's Stalin-like. That's the Communist Manifesto. Take away our voice. First of all, before you take away our voice, slander us. That was what the event the other day was about. Millions of people across the country love Trump. 74 million voted for him. A couple of million were in Washington. And a few ran amok, and I still to this day believe many of them were probably Antifa. It was all coordinated by Antifa and the mayor of Washington. Probably, but I'm very fair. And I don't say that to definite. I don't know. I wasn't there. But I know I've been to hundreds of Republican and conservative and Tea Party and Trump events, and there's nobody that would hurt a fly. In self-defense, yeah. But nobody would ever purposely hurt or destroy property. So I don't believe it was conservatives that did all that. I believe the doors were left open. I believe they guided them in. The Capitol Police let them in. And they figured, let them cause some trouble. And we'll just slime the entire Trump movement. And that's what happened. Unfortunately, a girl got killed. And unfortunately, a cop got killed. Cop died today, by the way, overnight. Who was struck in the head by a fire extinguisher. Although there is some debate about what really happened, so I don't know. I don't know if he ran into the fire extinguisher chasing after somebody or someone hit him over the head with it, because if they did, that's murder. Or I don't know if it even happened, because some of the sites say that he had a stroke. Maybe he had a stroke, fell down in his head on the fire extinguisher. Could be too. But if someone hit him with a fire extinguisher, that person must be Antifa, because I know of no Republican in the world or no Trumper in the world that would hurt purposely a police officer, ever. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Trump Rules, not about politics. Perfect New Year's book, perfect New Year's resolution book. Want to change your life, want to improve your life, want to win business and personal success? Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root, Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter Friday that he will not be attending President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration later this month. The United States lost 140,000 jobs in December, and the unemployment rate was 6.7%, ending 7 months of job growth and suggesting the economy is weakening. Tiffany Wilding is an economist. She explains to Bloomberg what this latest jobs report means.
Yeah, well, clearly the headline number was weaker than consensus expectations. If you kind of dig into the details of the report, we can see through the decline, 500,000 decline in leisure sector payrolls, and specifically, payrolls in restaurants, that really this was the result, this weakness was the result of, the surge in virus cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to happen to us. I don't know. But it's very scary. Very, Very scary. Twitter just permanently banned President Trump. Can you believe this? They banned the president. By the way, he's not even the ex-president. He's the president of the United States this moment. They banned the president of the United States from free speech. You're not allowed to say what you want anymore, Wayne Root. But the president of the United States has been banned? And at this moment, when I try and tell people that on Parler, guess what it says? We apologize. There's an issue. We've been notified, and we're working to resolve this. And there's a photo of a pair of pliers on the screen. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Are they knocking Parler down? Well, guess what? As I say that, there's an article out that they're trying to ban Parler. You're not allowed to have free speech in the United States anymore. At least we have Parler as the backup. Parler's going to be gone soon. Twitter permanently bans President Trump. They're seeing what they can get away with. Do you understand that? They're trying to figure out what can we get away with. And very soon they're going to get away with ruining all of us. They're going to take our jobs away. There is no free speech, not only free speech on social media. How about if you transfer to another social media? You get out of Facebook, you get out of YouTube, you get out of Twitter, you go to Parler. And Parler says, sorry, I'm not here anymore. We've been banned. They're trying to ban Parler. You think I'm kidding? Let me find the article. Parler on the brink of cancellation. As big tech purges Flynn and Powell amid growing lists of pro-Trump accounts. Big tech on a cancel crusade today. Twitter suspending General Michael Flynn, attorney Sidney Powell, various other pro-Trump accounts. Apple set to remove Twitter competitor Parler from its app store unless they enact a series of draconian crackdowns on free speech. Apple currently threatening to ban Parler, the free speech alternative to Twitter, unless the service enacts draconian censorship policies demanded by left-wing big tech oligarchs, according to two sources familiar with Apple's threats. This is unbelievable. Folks, it's become Nazi Germany. They're going to come drag us out of our homes and kill us. If you're a conservative, they're going to take you away to a re-education camp. Now the Washington Post reports hundreds of Twitter employees demanded in a Friday letter the company permanently ban President Trump's account over the storming of the U.S. Capitol after police simply let the protesters into the building. And here's the video. Capitol Police open the doors for the protesters, stand aside, and invite them in. This is unbelievable, and they listen to him. Employees requested an investigation into the past several years of corporate actions that led to Twitter's role in the insurrection. It says, despite our efforts to serve the public conversation as Trump's megaphone, we helped to fuel the deadly events of January 6th. We requested investigation into how our public policy decisions led to the amplification of serious anti-democratic threats. Folks, do you understand why they're doing this? So you and I can't say, oh my God, there's going to be a revolution. Oh my God, there's going to be a civil war. Oh my God, you people are censoring us. There's going to be a civil war. You can't say that. You can't say, oh my gosh, we need civil disobedience now. We're becoming the Soviet Union. No, because you are the Soviet Union. It's not going to let you say it. If you do say it, somehow squeak it through, they're going to then take it off the page after they miss it for a half hour. Then when they catch it, they'll take it down. And then they'll report you to the FBI, and then you're under arrest. Twitter suspended General Flynn and Sidney Powell, Trump's attorney, as part of a crackdown on accounts engaging in harmful activity. Cancel culture is back with a vengeance. Reddit banned yet another pro-Trump forum today. R. Donald Trump from the public square. In another example of leftist technocrats using outlier groups of extremists, in this case they're using a capital raid to justify their actions while having given their own side a pass during 4 years of violence and incendiary rhetoric. My God. In June, Reddit banned R. The Donald, one of the site's largest political communities, right as the 2020 election began to heat up. I mean, is everybody stupid? Right when the election was heating up, the Las Vegas Review-Journal canceled Wade Root's column, which is the most popular column in the newspaper. God, I even saved the email from the publisher, who, by the way, hated my guts from the day I met him, and tried to have me fired within a week of my being hired 4 years before. But he even sent me a note and said, Wade, your column is many times more popular than the front page of the newspaper. I wonder if he remembers he put that. I saved it. I've got it. Your column is more popular. More people click on it than click on the front page of the newspaper. And then he fired me because I have too many advertising partnerships that are not in sync with the Las Vegas Review-Journal because I had an advertiser that promoted colloidal silver. Oh, my God. It was done because they wanted Trump to lose Nevada, and the governor, Sisolak, must have called up the editor or publisher and said, I want Wayne Root gone. I want Wayne Root gone now. He says nasty things about me, and he says nasty things about Biden, and he says Biden has dementia, and he's got to go now. And the editor's a liberal. The last words the RJ's editor used when he fired me, he said, your column is gone. His last words were, let me think of the last words, I got to make sure I get them right. So if I ever take a lie detector test, I can't be accused of ever making it up. He said, all you ever did was kiss Trump's ass. Good riddance, go F yourself. That's what he said. It was his last words. Go F yourself. Never liked your column anyway. All you did was kiss Trump's ass. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, and that happened to me in March, they're all out to get us. They're censoring us and banning us. I was the only guy of my kind in a national type of newspaper, and they got rid of me. Nobody allows pro-Trump guys in the newspaper. When they have conservatives, they think it's like Jonah Goldberg is a conservative. They think George Will is a conservative. These are people that hated Trump from the first moment and for 4 years wrote horrible negative columns that nobody ever read. No conservative would ever read George Will talking about how much he hates Trump. His intellectual column, his intellectual bullspit that nobody wants to read, that no one even understands. Most unpopular people in the world. Wayne Root's columns are in real English, raw and wild and truthful and unscripted. And every person I walk in, everywhere I go to Vegas, people go, oh my God, I loved your column. Oh my God, where's your column, Wayne? Oh, I miss your column every Thursday and every Sunday. They got rid of the most popular column in the newspaper because I kissed Trump's ass, as they put it. And by the way, I feel actually a little better. Because now I know I was the first one to experience censorship. And if Trump had lost the election the same way he lost it now, I would have been fired the day after the election anyway. And if I wasn't fired the day after the election, they would have fired me the day after what just happened in Washington, D.C. They would have blamed it on me, even though I had a rally with 10,000 people, perfectly peaceful, and everything was great. I mean, this is a tragedy. This is not America anymore. I've been reporting on this for 5 years. You know, since Trump, I guess it's 6 years since Trump announced he was running, 2015. 6 years, and the media, the reaction of the media, and the reaction of big corporations and sponsors of Trump, and the reaction of Democrats, and the reaction of newspapers, and the reaction of TV stations, out of the, off the charts, out of this world. The hatred towards Trump and his supporters, incredible. No one's ever seen anything like this. And their whole goal was to stop him before somebody realizes this guy's right about everything. What are we doing letting every illegal into the country? What are we doing letting China kill our manufacturing and take all our jobs? What are we doing with high taxes when every country that has low taxes is kicking our ass? When every state with zero income taxes is thriving and every state with big income taxes is losing? People are running for their lives. Even now when Biden was supposedly elected, wouldn't that mean Democrats are popular? Then why is everyone leaving California and New York? Why? Why is everybody leaving California and New York? Evidently, you're not very popular, are you? You can't win an election if you're unpopular. They claim Trump's unpopular. He's the popular one. They're lying to you. They lied in their polls before the election. They lied on election night. They lied and stole the election with the votes and the fraud and the mail-in ballots and the fake ballots and the dead people and the illegal aliens voting. They lie about everything because they can't let you know that we're in the giant majority. That we won the election. It's very sad. We need some time to mourn, but boy, we got to come back hard. Everybody I know is in mourning. Everybody I know is depressed. Everybody I know is sad. All the Trump people, just so you know, you're not alone. I'm the most positive person in the world. So even though I think I'm in a form of depression right now, I'm the most positive, excited guy you'll ever hear on the radio. You go, well, I can't be depressed. No, I'm depressed. This is as depressed as I get. I mean, I'm just not a depressed person. I'm a very upbeat, positive, enthusiastic, high-energy person. I am absolutely suffering from depression right now. I can't even believe Trump lost, and I can't believe what's about to happen to my country, and I can't believe the entire Republican Party is putzes and schmucks and cowards, unwilling to back Trump, stabbing in the back the guy who got 11 million more votes than the guy who won last time, Donald Trump. And they can't back him and say the election was stolen. He won 27 out of 28 bellwether counties. He won everything a human being could win to prove you won the election. He won an election night in all the states until they stopped the count. If you can't tell that's a steal, you are the dumbest mother trucker the world's ever known. Republican Party filled with cowards and losers and deep state D.C. swamp bribe losers. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program. I've already lost 25 pounds of fat, inner body fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. I've added 10 pounds of muscle. For the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Speaking of New Year's and New Year's resolutions, go to Energized Health. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. EnergizedHealth.com. Buy one, get one free for the first time ever. Call 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895 or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you and you want to lose 25 pounds of inner body fat. Thank you, Energized Health. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. 2 for 1. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Allyn Root sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com and use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, it's just incredible. It's just incredible what's happening to our country. They banned Trump permanently from Twitter. Impossible to believe. But Warnock, the new U.S. Senator from Georgia, who preached from his church hatred for white people, hatred for police, hatred for the military. That's okay. He's a U.S. Senator now. And Kamala Harris preached Black Lives Matter should keep on rioting, keep on burning, keep on looting. No problem with that. It's incredible. The disconnect between what's going on in this country. Lindsey Graham was at an airport today, called a traitor by the crowd at the airport. Supporters of Trump swarmed Lindsey Graham, verbally harassed him as he waited to board a flight from Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C., surrounded by security officials who walked him through the terminal as people followed alongside, calling him a traitor and saying, you know it was rigged. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Like, there's a crime in that. I bet they want to go arrest all those people. Free speech is a crime now. My God, if a free speech is a crime, those idiots at the Capitol, they have, by the way, if they were Trump people, they have no idea the damage they just did to America, to the future of America, to Donald Trump himself, to Donald Trump's Twitter account. I mean, in other words, if there's a march on Washington, there's not a one peep of violence, not one peep of a problem. None of this can happen. There's nothing anyone could have done about it. There's no impeachment of Trump. Do you know the damage you did to Trump by walking through a broken window? I'll bet at the time no one thought it was a big deal. They were opening doors saying, come on in, and a crowd is pushing you, and people are pushing to get in. How come they let him in? It was all a setup. Anyone could see that, unless you're blind. All right, by the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is X3 Exercise Bar. You know that I'm Mr. Exercise, and I've spent these thousands of hours in the gym, but guess what? You don't need that anymore. I wish I could get those hours back. All you need, instead of an hour or two a day, now you need 10 minutes a day. The X3 is a compact premium home exercise product. Now, that's for weights. That has nothing to do with aerobics now. It's just for weights. X3 is a compact premium home exercise product. 16 different research studies show it's more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. It only takes 10 minutes a day, not just more effective, but studies prove three times more effective The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jaquish, well-known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable, easily stored, used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. The key components are made in the USA. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com, enter promo code WAR for Wayne on the Route and save $75. x3bar.com. And when you see me, say, I want to squeeze your muscle, Wayne. Make an arm muscle. I'm like Popeye. My arm is like Popeye. Someone came up to me at the Trump event on Wednesday, and they said, you said to squeeze your arm. I want to squeeze it. I want to see it. And he said, oh, my God. My arm is like a rock. Thank you, X3. Anybody can use this thing 10 minutes a day at home. Takes up no space. Made in the USA. And the muscle it creates changes your life. X3 Exercise Bar. Take a couple of calls. Let's take Mark in California on line one. Mark, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wayne, you're the greatest.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
It's not over, Wayne. That's how the whole Bible works. You know Elijah in the Bible? He got, you know, faced all the enemies, and then he got, you know, put in the cave. Look how Jesus treated his own. Trump's going to win. The problem is that Trump hired, you know, he wouldn't fire Ray. He wouldn't do anything about voter, you know, the elections.
Voter ID.
You know, when
he didn't do anything about Google. He didn't do anything about Twitter. Yeah, I know. I'm well aware.
He wouldn't do anything you asked, and then they got rid of you from Newsmax and the this and the that because you were the first, you were the main guy.
Right.
You were the number one main Trump person. But, you know, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. And focus now on the solution. We know what the problem is. Move off the problem. The solution is you have a – God opens a back door, and the back door is these states that are now meeting – and they're listening probably to your show, different states, and they need to reform the voter system in their states. The Republicans control the majority of the states, right?
Well, theoretically, but I think, see, here's the problem that people don't understand. Mark, let's just say it's always around 50-50, but let's say Republicans have a 52-48 lead in some of these states. So now you got 52-48 lead, but the 48 is strong. Communist, radical, socialist, Marxist, Democrat, hates America, sticks together. And the 52 is like 20% people like you and me, patriots, who listen to conservative talk radio. 80% rhino Republicans afraid of their own shadow, owned by the deep state, owned by the D.C. swamp, and afraid to do anything to hurt them and their corporate donors and their corporate sponsors. And so we don't have anything. What you think we have, we don't have. There's no brave people out there. They're all chicken. And now after this event that happened on Wednesday, which was literally, I don't want to downplay it. Someone died. I don't want to downplay it. But it's nothing compared to Black Lives Matter. And yet NFL players have BLM on their helmets. NFL players have BLM in their uniforms. NFL teams have BLM in their end zones. They played the Black National Anthem before games. Well, BLM was burning, looting, rioting, and murdering. Didn't bother them. But God forbid one person finally at one Trump event finally gets killed or hurt. One person. And all hell breaks loose and we're all terrible. And if you say that, they take you off Twitter and now they want to ban you on Parler. Who's next? All of us are next. I guarantee I'm next. I have 150,000 fans on Twitter. They're coming to get us all. And you're not going to be able to speak to your fans anymore. This is a nightmare. And I warned everybody it was coming. Trump blew it. Trump should have had voter ID and Trump should have fought social media censorship.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.